T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I am Sandy Beach. I've always been Sandy Beach. I'll always be Sandy Beach, and I'm certainly Sandy Beach now. Now, I was trying to have a little light viewing yesterday, and I saw that The Wild One was on with Marlon Brando. Now, this was one of Brando's very first films. It may be his first film, and this is when he was slim and good-looking. So a lot of you probably don't remember the early Brando, but he was quite a hunk. The women liked the early Brando. Not like the later Brando when he ended up kissing. Kissing Larry King. How can you do that? You'd have to have your lips removed after that. But anyway, so he plays the motorcycle gang leader. Now keep in mind, the movie was based on an actual happening that did happen, where a motorcycle gang came into town. I think it was Hollister. They came into town and took over the town. There was nothing there to stop them. Almost like what's going on now, actually, if you think about it. The motorcycle guys were raising a little hell, but they weren't the kind of motorcycle guys that we see now. The motorcycle guys we see now, you don't screw around with. I mean, that's the real deal. You're a little late with something, they let you know it. They're serious people. And they have serious motorcycles, too, mostly Harleys, but they have some others, too. However, the motorcycle gang that Marlon Brando was in charge of was like a who's who of goofballs. Nowadays, you know what would happen if a motorcycle gang took over. There'd be serious problems. You know what they were doing? Because the sheriff was an old, old guy who the badge could barely stick on his shirt. And he wasn't about to tell anybody anything. His daughter was very attractive, okay? And Marlon Brando kind of fell for her. But the father couldn't do anything because he just was too feeble to do anything. The townspeople finally got up and got together, and they rounded up everybody with a gun, and they chased them out of town. Well, Johnny comes back later to give her a little going-away gift of something he had stolen that she liked. But it was goofy. All the motorcycle guys did, they put things on their head and danced around in the street. It was, like, stupid.
Is that the same one they say, what are you protesting? He says, what have you got?
Exactly.
Okay.
I told Bernie that line was going to be there. Johnny, what are you protesting now? What do you got? You know, that was it.
Oh, man.
And he got into a fight with Lee Marvin, and he beat Lee Marvin. Lee was even goofier. They literally were like clowns.
I love Lee Marvin.
That was a serious-looking motorcycle gang, Lee Marvin's. But Brando's was like a joke motorcycle gang. If it's playing again anytime soon, I saw it two nights ago. Anytime soon, see it, because it's kind of fun. It's Yeah, okay, it's kind of fun. Meanwhile, we're going to start the show with a little song. What are we going to do? I'm telling you, Canada is going to extend by 30 days. Hang in there.
30 days to get back home.
That's true, you got to get back home.
Call up a gypsy woman on a telephone.
Better to call a lawyer, I think.
Send out a worldwide hoodoo, that'll be the very thing that'll suit you.
A worldwide hoodoo.
30 days.
Come on, everybody.
30 days.
I'm stuck in Canada. I'm in Canada.
I'm
gonna be back home in 30 days.
And I talked to the judge in private early this morning.
Oh, you're going to get a fine.
And he took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warrant.
Oh, a warrant.
They don't put a cross charge against you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. Won't you be back home in 30 days.
Now, everybody, Canadians and Americans, 30 days. 30 days.
Won't see that you be back home in 30 days.
You better get home.
Yeah, they don't put a cross charge against you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm going to see that you
30 days. Chuck Berry. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you very much. Isn't that a perfect song for a 30-day extension on the closing of the border? They're going to put out a worldwide hoodoo.
I was thinking of 30 days in the hole. What was that? And, I can't remember who sang it now.
No, that I don't think so. My choice of music was much more appropriate.
Yes,
Tony.
I think Chuck Berry would.
30 Days in the Hole is a whole different thing. But thank you for that. You're trying to get me in trouble?
Yes.
I could be out of this job in a matter of weeks if you keep that stuff.
No way.
You said it can't happen? Oh, well, you want to bet? Anyway, no, I can't get over how good that song fits. Because it's about 30 days, you better get back home in 30 days, and they're going to put out a worldwide hoodoo. They put you in jail. I mean, it's perfect. It's like Chuck Berry is alive, and he's writing it about today.
He wrote about the future.
That is so good. Do we still have it queued up?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's hear it again, because it's so good. It's so perfect. Canada, another 30 days of closing the border. Here's Chuck Berry. Perfect.
I'm going to give you 30 days to get back home.
Give you 30 days.
I done called up a gypsy woman on a telephone.
Call my lawyer.
I'm going to send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm going to see that you'll be back home in 30 days.
Now, everybody, here we go.
30 days.
30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
Baby, I'm going to see that you'll be back home in 30 days.
30 days.
Where she going to send out a worldwide hoodoo? That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm going to see that you'll be back home in 30 days.
Actually, I'm going to be back home in 30 days.
I talked to the judge in private early this morning. How he took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warrant.
Let's sign that warrant right here.
Put a cross charge against you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
see that you'll be back home in
30
days.
I'm dedicating this myself. 30 days. 30 days.
I'm going to see that you'll
be back home
in 30
days. It's like Chuck Berry wrote this song yesterday. Really good. Thank you, Tony. I can't get over how the lyrics fit the 30-day extension of the Canadian closing of the Canadian-American border.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Chuck was good. His stuff still resonates. I mean, he was one of the first rock and rollers, the first wave of rock and rollers like Elvis. And Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, first certainly Fats Domino, Little Richard, all of those guys. And what do I have in common with them? I'm in the same Hall of Fame as they are.
That's true. And nobody can go see it.
Nobody can get in to see it. They're in a more prominent position,
wow,
certainly.
Wow, let's not be picky.
I'm in the disc jockey part, but it's really interesting to think like that. Let's take a break, and we'll return on News Radio 930 in 30 days with Beach and Company. I cannot believe, you know, when we had all this problem with the virus, we still do have it, but it was coming on to April 15th, which is the traditional day the income tax is due, federal income tax, And then, to be nice, the government says, we're going to give you, this is April 15th, I'm sure you're busy with a lot of important things. We'll make it May, June, July. How about July 15th? And people said, great, July 15th? That's plenty of time. God, you know how much time we have now? An extra 3 months. And yet, I can testify that I have it on good authority that one person in our broadcast area just is working on their income tax probably as we speak. And that person is Joseph Beamer.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. Beamer, were you really doing your taxes this morning with the news cycle?
I finished them during the first hour of a new morning with Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski. And I'm happy to say that I broke even. So it was a good tax day for me.
Breaking even, you're always happy. You're happy if you don't have to send them anything. Usually, you have to send the state something.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, they. It's always a last-minute kiss. You know, here's something. Yeah, I'm feeling really good about myself. I'm getting 84 cents back from the government. They rounded it off to a dollar. However, now I've got to pay $4,000 to the state. You do your own taxes?
I do.
Well, that's good. Then you're responsible.
Well,
you gotta know.
I mean, I'm responsible until, you know, waiting when you have less than 24 hours to file them or you'll be penalized. So I'm responsible to an extent.
Yeah, it's my taxes, I always try and get done as soon as I can. But once I started owing money, I waited until like the 14th and send them in. I might have them done 3 months ahead of time, but it's just something. Why give the government another 3 months of free money from you when it's still your money? You can still use it and then send it to them at the last minute. That's what I always did. And never cheated for a penny. So if the IRS guy comes knocking at the door, he ain't going to get nothing from me. So that's good. Good feeling. Now, what else is going on? What have you guys been doing? Anything exciting? I know, Tony, you were spotted by one of the official spotters. You were at a beautiful ice cream place called Sullivan's.
Yeah, we stopped there yesterday for dinner. Kids wanted to go out, and I said, okay, let's go for food.
And that's in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, let's go to Sullivan's, get some dinner and ice cream. And so I'm in line ordering shakes for the kids, and I hear a voice behind me, I want to give Daddy a hug. And I turn, it's Ken Hamilton. I'm like, oh, my God.
Ken Hamilton hugged you in a public place.
No, he was making fun of Samantha because Ken and I were having a conversation last week on the phone. And he hears Samantha in the background saying, Daddy, I want a hug.
That is a cute story until you find out that Ken Hamilton hugs a lot of strangers.
He does hug a lot of people.
On the street, too.
He's friendly.
First time I met Ken.
What street is that Sullivan's is on? It's on a zig and a zag.
Yeah, I think it's Cayuga, still Cayuga Drive is kind of where Cayuga Drive, Buffalo Avenue, and River Road meet.
I'll tell you, I was there with the lovely Bernadette and Judge Wolfgang a couple of weeks ago, and I will tell you this. I ordered a banana split, okay? It was the biggest banana split I have ever seen. It was like you would order one for the table. It was that big. And then there's a challenge. I was always taught by my mother not to waste food. All right? Well, offering some to Judge Wolfgang, that's a study in futility. So forget that. That's not going to happen. Bernie had her own, so she took a spoonful of mine, and that was about it. And I want you to know that I lived up to my mother's promise. I didn't waste any of it. I ate every. Thank you. Thank
Good
you.
Job.
I deserve that. Sure, there's a trophy being made right now in my name.
Absolutely.
But have you ever had the banana split at Sullivan's?
I keep promising Samantha that her and I are going to split one. And one of these days I'm going. I usually, when I go to Sullivan's, I'll either get a milkshake, which is my favorite, is banana cream pie. To me, it's the best milkshake out there. Or I'll get a sundae. Those are my two favorites, but due for a banana split.
I'm sure the sundae is fine. And if I were in the car, I probably would have had a sundae instead of a banana split. But I was sitting in a delightfully shaded picnic table, and I figured this is the time. It's me against the split.
Mm-hmm.
And I just devoured it. It was a challenge. I devoured it. I just But it took some work to do it because there's a lot of ice cream there.
What ice cream did you get? Did you select your own or did you go with?
No, I had them just pick out what they want, and it was all good, I can tell you that.
What's traditional? Be vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry?
Yeah, that's okay. The traditional. And you know what else is traditional at Banana Split?
Whipped cream and a cherry on top?
A banana. No,
a banana. Come on, Tony.
Well, I thought the banana was obvious.
You let Buzzy, you say that to all the girls. Buzzy, you let Buzzy beat you to the punchline?
I want a banana split now.
Oh, yeah, banana splits. See, the thing about a banana split, everything's there. It's all there. The three flavors of ice cream, any flavors you want that they have, you know. And you got the whipped cream. I don't allow nuts on my because I'm allergic to almonds, so I don't take a chance ever with any kind of nuts. But if you like that, they put a lot of those on there.
Need lots of hot fudge.
Sprinkles and hot fudge and a piece of watermelon and a Ceylon hot dog. I mean, everything I like. All there in one place at one time. All right, we're going to take a break.
Well, guys, real quick, I got a breaking development here. And I hope Randy's in. Oh, no, Randy's not in the news booth yet. But this is breaking from Fox News just now, and I'm not making this up. This is on Twitter and on Fox News. Kanye West has ended his presidential bid.
I'd heard that rumor this morning that he was going
Kanye
to.
Kanye West has ended his bid. He just
There goes my camp. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Now who do I vote for?
Oh, well. Gee, that was going to be a close one, too. All right. Okay. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Thought we'd pick up some odds and ends today because some things have been dominating the news cycle and have been not given a full shrift. And so we thought we would just throw them out there. We could discuss them. The first thing, I got like three basic things on the list. The first thing is Trump versus Biden. You probably wouldn't know it, but we're actually in a cycle of two men running for president. One is the president now, and he's out there taking on the press one day at a time, one stupid question at a time, one false charge at a time, and that's the existing president, Donald J. Trump. On the other side of the ring, we have Joe Biden. You might not know he's running for president because yesterday, while Donald Trump had a full-fledged press conference taking on the press and answering the questions that the press was throwing at him, he was giving a speech to an empty auditorium. And as you know, they're trying to keep him out of there. They're hoping you won't notice that it's him that's named Joseph Biden. Because every time he starts to speak, something falls out of his mouth that is fodder for anybody that wants to make fun of it, because he can't keep his thoughts together. And he's not doing many, if any, public appearances. Now, there's a question of whether you can be a president without doing a debate. I think they're both committed to do the debates. And, boy, that's like sugar candy. Can you imagine Trump versus Biden in a debate? I want to know from you how it's looking now. Now, Buzzy, you said you had a dream last night. Was it about Trump versus Biden?
No, it was about one of our other topics.
All right, the next topic, tax day today. Today is the day. Joe Beamer just finished his. It has to be in the mail by midnight tonight, so I assume he gets done here around noon. So he's got 12 hours to get the thing in the mailbox. And I want to talk to you. Did you put it off like Joe did until the last minute? And do you have any legitimate income tax or IRS stories that would be fun? Now, that's a real challenge because there aren't a lot of fun IRS stories. Usually people hear from the IRS when they get audited. And they get nervous, even if they have filled it out properly. And we got to know some of the local IRS people when we did some other things with them on the air on a regular basis. And they're people just like you and I. And if you played straight with the taxes, nothing to worry about. But people do. It's a natural thing. And also, Philadelphia has announced no large events up until the end of the year. Well, Philadelphia has a football team that nobody's going to watch. Philadelphia has a basketball team that nobody's going to watch. I'm just wondering, is that something New York should be looking at? If they're doing it, they're not that far from us. The numbers may be a little different on COVID, but we're in the same area of the country, basically not that far apart. So I was wondering how you feel about that. Now, Buzzy, you had a dream about what?
Well, so here's the thing with the Philadelphia, right? Not until February. We don't know what could happen in the next 30, 60 days. I had a dream last night, and it was very vivid, that I was at a Virginia Tech game, and it was packed. And I was thinking while at the game, wow, look, we've gotten past this and we all can congregate together to watch this football game. And then obviously this morning, I made sure I told four or five people before I had anything to eat, because they say if you say a dream before you eat or drink anything, it may come true. But what I'm saying is, why have this proposal so far in advance and go all the way to February instead of do what U.S. and Canada is doing with the border? Just take it 30 days at a time. Why go all the way to February? And now, wow, so now we just have to wait till February, and maybe we can start having major events.
Oh, so it isn't until February. For some reason, I thought I heard the end of the year. Wow, February, my goodness.
Well, for the Philadelphia thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, why doesn't Philadelphia do what USA and Canada is doing with the border and just reassess every 30 days?
Oh, my own notes say February. I wrote it down as February when I was setting up my notes, and for some reason I said the end of the year. I don't. Maybe I was thinking of Canada, because the lawyer who's in Canada was talking to Susan and Maz today, and she said it's nothing official yet, but it looks like it might be the end of the year. So that's why I got them reversed. I oftentimes parts of my dreams come true. It's very seldom that I'll have a real, honest to goodness, a slice of life dream. It's usually bits and pieces. Yeah, but of the bits and pieces, a lot of them show up later. I'll walk into a room that I've never been in before. Oh my God, I dreamed about this room the other day. Has that ever happened to you guys?
Yeah, sure. Things like that pop up that like, oh wait, did I dream that or did that really happen?
Yeah, it's weird when part of it you recognize and part of it you don't. But that's the way it goes. Every once in a while when I wake up, I listen to George Noory, and if you think your dreams are interesting, you ain't heard nothing yet. I can tell you, he was going to have Dan Quayle on again last week. And Quayle at one time was the flavor of the month. He was very, very hot, and everybody liked Dan Quayle. In fact, he was in Buffalo for a while, if I'm not mistaken. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. It's a mixed bag today, some odds and ends. Trump versus Biden, how's it looking now? I think Trump is starting to get moving now, and I think the campaign's starting to get moving. However, they got to convince Biden to get out of the House. He spoke to an empty auditorium yesterday, Trump had a full-fledged press conference. I want to see them one-on-one, mano-a-mano on the stage. I want them to exchange ideas in the same auditorium, and so that's where it is. I wonder if, God forbid, Biden ever won, if the Democrats would even let him go into the Oval Office, let him sit in the big chair with the big folks. I'm not really sure. So I'm wondering how it looks for you if you support Trump or if you support Biden. Are you confident? Is it going to be a tough race or what? It's also tax day today. It's 3 months later than it usually is. Did you use that time wisely? Did you fill in your tax and file it the same time you normally would have on April 15th, which I did, even though I had to pay? I'd like to know about that. If you have any fun, and this is a stretch, but if you have any fun IRS stories, we'd like to hear them. And Philadelphia says no large events through February. And the Canadian border may be closed until the end of the year. Somebody texted us that the large events till February being closed. They say that because then if they close, open them back up in December, they look like heroes. I think that happens a lot when you want something delivered and they said, we can't deliver it until the 18th. That's it. It's the 18th. Oh, couldn't you deliver it earlier? No, the 18th is, and then all of a sudden there's a doorbell and on the 12th they deliver it. That's the same principle. It's earlier than they promised. Okay, let's go to line one. That would be Marty on a cell phone. Marty, you're on WBEN.
Hello, Sandy.
Good. Hello, Marty. What do you got today?
Well, first of all, I want to suck up a little bit here. I want to tell you that yourself, Tony, and Joe, you guys are like the modern-day trifecta of American Pie for talk radio. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. I speak for my other two. We appreciate a nice word. Thank you.
You're welcome, and it's meant to be true. In regards to a couple of items, I hope you don't mind if I just do one, two, and skip to the last one.
Sure, absolutely. Go ahead.
The first one is Joe Biden. He didn't speak to an empty audience. They actually were trying to sell tickets, and nobody came.
The room looked empty when I saw the video clip on it.
And number two, Joe actually thought that he was having a discussion with President Trump. So,
he needed a little, maybe a nice cold drink or a cloth for his forehead or something to get him into the right time zone.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to just talk about the last thing, which is like what's going on with the border.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
They're really taking a page out of like Governor Cuomo's storybook picture that he had on the news yesterday. But the Canadians are changing their jargon. Now, people that used to go up to Canada and stay there for like 3 months or whatever, they were at one time called, that was called their summer home, summer residence. Now that lawyer from Canada,
right,
and using the term, they're visitors. Oh, now we're just a visitor.
But they pay taxes on those properties that they have up there.
Yeah, and we actually called the wonderful mayor of Fort Erie, the one that had a YouTube out there that suggested that all Canadians in the Fort Erie area that suspect American plates of not being there legally to call the police or call their local government and report them, sort of like, maybe Hitler Youth Group.
Yeah, that's exactly what the Hitler Youth Group used to do.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really odd. So number one, they're changing the jargon. Then number two, like what they're doing in terms of taxes, they don't want to talk about it. So for years and years, you can be there for 3 months and pay a full year of taxes. Nobody complains. That's the way it is. Then the real odd thing is that about 2018, they changed a law up there. And they have a brand new law up there. And I won't give you the name of the law till the very end, if you don't mind.
Okay.
The name of the law is that any person, particularly Americans, because it's the Ontario area, that if you go to buy property now in Canada, you have to pay an additional 15%. Now, that's great, because if you choose that, you know going into it what you're going to pay. However, what people aren't seeing is that and this affects all of the, you know, multi-generational families, because some families have been up there for 100 years. So in years past, like my father-in-law, when he added my wife and her siblings on, they paid like $50 a person to get added onto the title so it would stay in the family. Well, now they've changed the law and they've made it retroactive. So that now, when you need to do that, that's considered a sale. No problem. Pay your capital gains. No problem. But now, in addition to that, every generation that needs to do that is going to pay 15%. And the reason why that is so grotesque is because we just went through it, and friends of ours that have a nice piece of property, it's been in their family 100 years, now, because they want to put their children onto the title, it now is going to cost them $90,000.
Oh, my God. I got something to add which is similar to this. I hope I get it all right. I was talking to a lady I know who's married to a guy I know, all right? And she and he got married. We attended their wedding, and they lived in the Lockport area. Now, before she met him, she owned a house in Ontario. And so now they're married, and they're living in the house here and having a nice time. And she decides she's got to go back to the house that she owns in Ontario to check it out. And she goes back there and can't get back in the U.S. She's been there for how long did she say, Bernie? Was it a month? Yeah, 6 months. So she and her husband, who could be considered newlyweds, basically, a little bit more than newlyweds, actually, but are separated by 6 months. She cannot get back into the country. Now, I don't know how that's going to resolve, and I assume when the border opens up, she can come back. But what if the border goes to the end of the year? And so that's the kind of thing we're facing right now. Thank you for the call, Marty, and thanks for that information. We appreciate it. All right, let's see. We're not going to have time for the next call, I can tell you that. So we'll take it first thing out of the break. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.